Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. The 18.8 acres of land occupied by the Assam Rifles Training Center and School, ARTC&S, at Third Mile Chumukedima has been handed to the Airports Authority of India for the Phase 1 development of Dimapur Airport at Chumukedima. A joint execution program for handing over and taking over was held yesterday with officials from the Airports Authority of India, Assam Rifles, Transport Department and District Administration attending the program. Among those present were APD of Dimapur Airport, Moa Pongan, Commandant K.D. Sharma of No. 2 Battalion, ARTC&S, Secretary of AIR Cell Transport Department, Senti Wapang Aya, Deputy Commissioner of Chumukedima, Paulin John, and OSD Transport Department, M. Ababe Izong, along with other officials. The officials jointly inspected the identified area before the formal handing over and taking over process was carried out. During the meeting, discussions were also held regarding the transfer of the remaining land under ARTC&S for the proposed Phase 2 development of the airport. Officials noted that further directives from the competent authorities would be required before the transfer process for the remaining areas could proceed. Senior BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari will take oath as the new Chief Minister of West Bengal today. The oath-taking ceremony of the government will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with the host of union ministers and several chief ministers from BJP-ruled states, including Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio, will attend the ceremony. As the ceremony is being held on the occasion of Rabindra Jayanti, cultural performances will also form part of the program. Union Health Ministry has activated precautionary surveillance measures amid low global risk assessment of hantavirus cases. Sources said the Health Ministry is closely monitoring the evolving situation relating to reported cases of hantavirus infection on board the cruise ship MV Hondius. This is being done in coordination with the National Center for Disease Control, Integrated Disease Surveillance Program, World Health Organization, and other international health authorities. Sources stated that as per preliminary information shared through WHO under the International Health Regulations Framework, a total of 8 probable cases of hantavirus infection have been reported on board the vessel, of which 5 cases have been laboratory confirmed. 3 deaths have also been reported. WHO was notified of the incident in the first week of this month. In view of the evolving situation, the Public Health Emergency Operations Centre under NCDC convened a high-level review meeting involving senior officials to assess the situation and review preparedness measures. Government has said domestic LPG supply across the country is smooth and no dry out has been reported at any distributorship. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing in New Delhi, Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that government's effort has been to ensure that domestic consumers do not face any shortage of gas and that prices remain stable amid the evolving situation in West Asia. Director of Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Upesh Kumar Sharma, said that government continues to engage with every stakeholder to ensure the welfare of all Indian seafarers and uninterrupted maritime operations.
Indian seafarers in the region are safe and there is no incident involving Indian flag vessel reported in the past 48 hours. The ministry, through the Directorate General of Shipping, has facilitated the safe repatriation of more than 3,019 Indian seafarers so far, including 20 in the last 48 hours from various locations across the Gulf region. Port operations across India remain normal and no congestion has been reported.
Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that the government continues its outreach to countries in the Gulf. He informed, as part of that, the Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri paid an official visit to UAE on Thursday. And a 3-day workshop cum hackathon on Agentic AI Saksham under PM Usha began on May 7th at the auditorium of Kohima Science College Autonomous Otsuma. The program, organized in partnership with Capable.in, is the first initiative of its kind in Nagaland, aimed at promoting AI innovation and real-world problem-solving. Vice Principal Kevilhuninyo Nagi described the event as a milestone for the state and encouraged students to explore and innovate. State Project Director for RUSA and PM Usha, Senti Yangapogan, said Nagaland is steadily integrating with the national mainstream in the field of artificial intelligence and urged students to use the opportunity responsibly. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.